I've been a bit quiet on here as I've been working on some great material of solo episodes for you to enjoy listening to, as always. I hope you will find some comfort and light bulb moments with each of my solo episodes, as that is always my intention for you. Within these solo episodes, I will show you how to work through any emotional blocks you might be having, guided meditation tips and advice, and many more grounding and vibrational energy episodes. I'd love to hear from you, and so you can share your experiences with me of how these have benefited you. And from time to time, I will be adding a blog post with a more in-depth description, which is related to some of my solo episodes. So keep listening out for them. Just one last thing before we go on to my episode for today. If you know of anyone that might need a little bit of a pick-me-up in their life or just feeling a bit bare, then please share these episodes with them. My ultimate goal is to reach out to anyone and everyone who wants to join our like-minded community and spread some love. When you have a minute, please do leave a comment on your favourite episode and rate my show. This helps me reach further people. And if you liked an episode, please click on the Buy Me a Coffee button on the show notes. This shows me that my hard work is worth doing, that the producing, the editing, the content, all the loveliness that you hear is created by myself in all of the episodes. And I just want to make sure that it's definitely resonating with you. So let's head on over to this week's solo episode with your host, Love and Light. Welcome, my lovely listeners, to this Monday's solo episode from me. And in this episode, I really want to touch a little bit about vibrational energy that we attract around us. Is, you know, why do we sometimes attract a certain energy of a person or just our own life experiences? By that I mean, you know, our thoughts are really powerful. So what we think, we normally 9 times out of 10, we attract, and that is where it then comes into, you know, the law of attraction is positive thoughts bring in positive actions into the world. So for this episode, I'm just going to touch very slightly on the frequencies that we resonate. And if you really want to get right into it, I have got a blog post out on my website, and I'll put the link in the show notes for you. And but all the time we're thinking about the same things. You know, a lot of us talk thinking about money, relationships, jobs, striving for happiness. But the trouble comes when these thoughts get clouded by negativity. Too often we slip into thoughts like, why can't I afford this? Or why do I keep getting rejections from my job applications? You see, all the time that we're letting our thoughts be shrouded by negativity, we're essentially letting someone else run our lives. We think, I have to wake up early to start working on this, or I'm so tired because I have to work through such a busy schedule. We're trapped by the notion that we're being forced to do something, but if we change this, what if instead of have to, we reframe it as I get to do this? If we focus instead on our privilege, that I can get to wake up and have a good day, we can twist our scenario so we are in control. So what on earth is vibrations? You know, you might be asking yourself, because I talk about a lot of that in a lot of my work that I do, vibrational energy work. Well, everything vibrates. All of our atoms are constantly moving on a molecule level. Everything is moving to a certain frequency. If I give you an example, look at bats. They use vibrations to navigate the world. They send out a high pitch frequency, which reflects differently depending on what objects they're around. So if a vibration is our state of being, it's tangible, we're feeling low. So depressive thoughts have a low vibration, which in turn makes us feel heavy and lethargic, bringing our overall vibration down. However, if we're feeling happy, we're feeling lighter, energized, more motivated, and really uplifting. We all know already that like attracts like. So if you're existing in a higher vibration with positive thoughts, then you will attract things existing on a similar high vibration. It all comes back to our thoughts, so beware of what you're thinking. Like I say, the mind is a powerful tool, so use it wisely. Our thoughts influence our emotions, and our emotions influence our state of being. If we're happy or sad, light or heavy, in turn, our state of being influences our vibration, and our vibration influences what we attract. So I just want to leave that thought with you today, something to take away and maybe try out, or if you don't know where to start of how to do it, then give me a call. Just contact me on my website. I would love to have a free 30-minute vibrational discovery call with you, just to sort of ground you into one part that you're not quite sure on how to do. You know, even though this is a business to me, not all the time is it about that for me. It's also about giving back, you know, to people. I really hope that you enjoyed this solo episode. I would love to hear any of your feedback and comments. And so enjoy your beautiful day, my lovely listeners. Love and light. I do hope you have gained some further insight into this episode today and now have some takeaway positivity. I thank you for your time. Before we go, show some love for your favourite podcast by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. Please do share the podcast with your friends and family or anyone you know that could benefit from these episodes. You can listen to your favourite episodes on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, my podcast website, which is www.thenicolapaulapproach.com.